وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين. Welcome dear listeners to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program For Humanity, and the topic today is Hollywood, Conditioning of the Subconscious Mind and Extermination of Human Rights. This is Sheikh Ali Hemani from Qom. So when we talk about extermination of human rights, we're talking about the free will of human beings. And so far, we discussed about Milgram's experiment and how the findings of this experiment is being used by the corporate world, is being used by the politicians, is being used by the media to influence us and control our free will. So we were talking about one of the techniques that is followed by the corporate world is that they say, follow the one you like. And based on this very message, they introduce the influencers, and these influencers tell us what to behave, how to behave, what to pick, what not to pick, way to go, way not to go, what coffee to drink, what coffee not to drink. And they are being paid by the corporate world to tell us what to choose and what not to choose. So it's the corporate world that tells the influencers the messages that are required to be delivered to the people, the messages that are required to be dictated to the people. And these influencers are the celebrities of today's world. If you look at Logan Paul, you know, he was the number two guy on YouTube, making the most money and the most getting the most number of subscribers, right? He was called for a conference where he was meeting his followers, you know, huge gathering of hundreds and thousands of people. And right in the middle of this conference, he makes a statement, he makes a declaration. He says, for next 1 month, I'm going to try and be gay. I'm going to try and be homosexual, right? With this single message, I don't know whether he tried or not, but with this single message, all those people who were standing on the borderline deciding whether they should come out, tell their parents, tell their friends that they are not straight, they're gay, they all had the courage to come out and declare. And all of a sudden, the number of people indulging into gay practices increased. Why? Because one influencer decided to experiment this behavior, not even come out and say that I'm gay, just experiment this behavior. And this gave courage for so many others to come out and declare that they are gay. And this is what I'm talking about, that the corporate world pays them, tells them, and defines for them what needs to be communicated. And they also define for us that who do we need to follow? Which influencer do we need to follow? And that's why you see that these are the guys who are controlling our free will and controlling our choices. And the media and the corporate world is the one that tells us who to follow. It could be Transformers, it could be Mickey Mouse, it could be Avengers or Batman or Spider-Man, even Sherlock Holmes, all right? Or they might even tell us to pick one of the singers. They might say, follow Katy Perry, you know, because, or Ed Sheeran, or anybody else, Beyonce, or whoever. Just, they want us to like someone. They want us to follow them. They want us to follow their own trends. They want us to follow the trends of these influencers by looking at them, wearing what they wear, dressing the way they dress up, follow what they follow, so that the corporate world benefits out of it. They make the money out of it. They make the profit out of this. And the more profit they make, the more power they have in their hands. The more profiling they do for the population, the more profiling they do for people, the more power and more profit they have in their hands. Let's take a quick break, come back in some time, and discuss it further about why the predictability gives more power in the hands of the corporate world and the political world.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We were talking about Milgram's experiment and how the corporate world uses it. And we were talking about the level of predictability that is in the hands of the corporate world and the political world based on all the information that we upload at the various social media websites. And this predictability allows them to control our free will. Now, what would happen if we are unpredictable? Imagine that there's a huge population or a group of people who are absolutely unpredictable. When a group of people are unpredictable, then it becomes extremely difficult for the corporate world and the political world to manage them, to control them, to guide them, to lead them to a particular place. Why? Because they are unpredictable. You don't know how they would behave and how they would react in a particular environment, in a particular scenario. And this is what is their biggest fear: a population, a set of population that is unpredictable. And that's why all the strategy, all this planning, all this expenditure, all this millions of dollars that are being spent is to understand the human behavior and make it as predictable as possible. When the human behavior is predictable and it is in favor of them, then it is in their benefit and they can sit back and relax. But imagine human behavior is absolutely unpredictable. That is the biggest fear. But imagine another segment where the human behavior is predictable, but it is not in their favor. In this scenario as well, they find it problematic. For example, take Muslims. Muslims are predictable. They know that Muslims follow Islam. They follow the Holy Quran. They know that Muslims think of alcohol as haram. They think of a set of meat that are haram. They are in favor of hijab and all the other rulings of Islam. So they know that this is how the Muslims behave. But this is not in favor of the corporate and the political world. So this is again a problem for them. And they want this to be not just predictable, but in favor of them. So that when it's in their favor, it's easy for them to manage. However, Muslims, they, according to Islam, we should submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to anybody else. And this is a problem for them. They want people to obey them. And that is why this whole this whole effort that is being put in to control the mass, to make it predictable, to profile them, to categorize them so that it becomes easy for them to manage the masses and lead them in a particular way. And there are no surprises for them. If the masses are unpredictable, then every day is a new surprise. You never know how people are going to behave. But if the masses are predictable, if the free will is under control, if you've already conditioned their subconscious mind, and you know that with a single external stimuli, with a single external message, you can manipulate their behavior, you can manipulate their choices, you can manipulate their decisions, then it becomes much, much more easier for people to behave in a particular way. Remember the message from George W. Bush after the 9/11 incident and after the invasion of Afghanistan and Iraq. He asked the Americans to go and live their life normally, go shopping and spend money, right? So this is again authoritative figure asking people to live normally and spend money so that the corporates can benefit, so that the political world can benefit. And again, one of the findings of Milgram's experiment is that when an authoritative figure asks you to do something, you blindly follow and obey it because it is required for you to do so. Inshallah, we will continue in the next episode. Until then, fi amanillah, God bless you all. اللهم صل على محمد وآله 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 اللهم